On this Christmas Eve, there was a lot of dancing, laughing, and of course, unwrapping in the Villa Silberhaus. Proud dolls and belligerent toy soldiers appeared. Dresses were tried on, and tons of sweets were eaten. Even the grandparents ventured out onto the parquet floor and made their 90-year-old bones crunch. Amid the other couples, they held each other carefully like two children on brittle ice, clasping each other like two anxious wanderers whom the storm wanted to blow off a rock. And yet, was it not enjoyable to watch their pale and wrinkled cheeks begin to glow again for a moment? How the old man courted his old lady, as if they had just met. Yes, this sight was as touching as it was funny, that the children had to control themselves not to burst out in laughter.
Grandma and Grandpa look like the two skeletons in the ghost train, hanging limp most of the time. But every time a new car comes in, they're twirled in the air.
But Clara, how can you say such a thing? But you are not wrong, my child. Oh, when we get to that age, we'll tremble instead of the journey. And if we tremble at all, oh.
The children had no idea what Father Silberhaus was thinking. Outside, it snowed incessantly.